Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, counting down the five best moments in Texans history. Or we've already done that. We've got the five best moments, and we're putting them against the five best moments from every other NFL team during the existence of the Texans. Right now, the Texans are 3-6. It's actually a little better start than I figured. We had to go to the bench to help them beat the Chiefs. But right now, they are 3-6 as we conclude the AFC West. And let's just reset, John Lopez, your five biggest Texans moments. This can be a transaction. This can be on field. I think John should have put J.J. Watt's three Defensive Player of the Year titles on there in 4 years, but this is his list.
Right.
Sometimes we go to the bench to help the Texans out a little bit.
John Harris had a couple of things on there that I didn't have. Drafting Deshaun Watson.
Not quite yet.
Also drafting J.J. So it's all open for interpretation. Mark Vandermeer, our buddy, had also drafting Watt and the three Defensive Player of the Year runs from 2012 to 2015, the ones you're talking about. I went with the greatest moments on the field that would define this team and how its success was. Number five, the first win in Indianapolis ever. That was huge. The beating the Cowboys in the inaugural game. Incredible atmosphere there that's unforgettable. Number three, the Hopkins Madden circle, circle, circle catch against the Cowboys. Number two, T.J. Yates to Kevin Walter in 2011 to get this team to the playoffs for the first time. And number one, J.J. Watt's pick six versus the Bengals in the playoff game that year.
Very good. Now we're going to go to Denver. Well, we'll see. We'll see how it ranks against the Denver Broncos. Smelling an L here, but you never know.
I believe this is a Super Bowl.
Stay tuned. But you don't have to stay tuned for long because moment number one, winning a Super Bowl. Yep. Super Bowl 50 to be exact, led by an MVP performance by Von Miller. Whoop. Moment number two. Do that again. Whoops a little. Your whoop game's a little weak.
I was just doing it in passing.
Yeah, that whoop game's, you got to step that up a little bit there, Chief. Moment number two, signing Peyton Manning in 2012. It was what led them to get that Super Bowl. He had an MVP season. They lost in the Super Bowl, but they signed Peyton Manning. Moment number three, they're going off field a lot. Selecting Von Miller, number two overall in the draft. Moment number four, January 8th, 2012.
I remember this.
Electric plays are a part of are a part of this process. Tim Tebow. Tebow mania at its highest points. That guy. 80-yard touchdown pass to former Texan Demaryius Thomas in overtime to win a playoff game over Pittsburgh in the wild card round. Tim Tebow wins a playoff game on an 80-yard pass.
That's moment number four. What a play that was.
Moment number five, John Elway returns as GM.
I mean, you can argue his merits as a general manager, but that's definitely on the list.
Still exciting, right?
Yeah. That's an L for the Texans without question, just based on Von Miller and the Super Bowl alone.
So right now we have 3-7, and we're facing the Raiders.
The Raiders? No, let's see. Let's see what happens here.
The Raiders. Spoiler alert, though. I put a little twist to the way I covered the Raiders.
Okay.
Because two good things have happened to the Raiders since 2002, since the Texans came into existence, but they always ended in about as excruciating heartbreak as you could imagine for a Raiders fan.
Right.
They have two winning seasons since the Texans came into existence, by the way. Both ended with a kick to the nuts. It starts with 2003. They made the Super Bowl, but they were very old. They lose to their former coach, who blows them out, John Gruden.
Yeah.
Their other winning season, 2016, their first winning season in 14 years, Derek Carr breaks his leg in week 16. That's the good that's happened to them.
So losing the Super Bowl in 2003 and their first winning season in 14 years, if you're looking at the good parts of that.
That's it. And they ended with a broken leg and an extremely broken heart. Moment number three. John Gruden returns to the sidelines. We don't know whether that's good or not, but he returned to the sidelines, got the fan base excited. I really couldn't find very many good moments outside of that.
Oh, no, you're missing a huge one.
So I decided to put two bad moments. Al Davis dies, and they decide they're going to move to Las Vegas in 2017.
But here's the thing. I think both of those are good. And the Al Davis one is probably their biggest win outside of getting to the Super Bowl in 03 since 02, and that's over the Texans. Al Davis died on a Saturday. They beat the Texans Sunday here in Houston. I believe that is correct. I'll double check, but I know it was that week. Whenever Al Davis died, then the following game was against the Texans, and that, I think, is their highlight moment outside of getting to the Super Bowl, of course. So I'm going to say that's a win for the Texans. I know they got to the Super Bowl,
but it was right at the end, and they got their butts kicked, and they went downhill from there.
And I get Gruden, but he hasn't done a whole lot yet. But their highlight moment outside of getting the Super Bowl was beating the Texans the week of that Al Davis died. So that's a win for the Texans.
So we got 4-7 for the Texans. On the text line, 3033 is asking why J.J. Watt's not on the list, the three defensive player of the years. I agree with you on that, but we adjust the list accordingly if we need to do so. Mm-hmm. Texans moving to the AFC East, their five best moments since their existence against the five best moments of the teams in the AFC East. New England Patriots, let's just put that L there. There's five Super Bowls.
Would be an L.
There's five Super Bowls.
Number one through five are Super Bowls, is what you're saying.
Yeah, since one through 02. Five are just pick a Super Bowl. 2003, 2004, 2014, 2016, 2018. Pick a Super Bowl.
God, that's depressing.
Landry Locker, John Lopez going through the Texans' five best moments against the other teams in the NFL. The Jets. This list courtesy of Mike Meltzer from Mad Radio.
He would know.
Moment number one, beating the Patriots in the divisional round in 2010 en route to the AFC Championship game. This is where Bart Scott said they couldn't stop a nosebleed.
Can't wait.
Moment number two, the run to the AFC Championship game the previous year in 2009. They won three road playoff games in those 2 years. Moment number three, making the playoffs 3 out of 5 years from 2002 to 2006. Moment number four, drafting Darrell Revis in 2007. Moment number five, drafting DeBrickashaw Ferguson and Nick Mangold. Don't know how that made the list, but that's Mike Meltzer.
That's an L for the Texans, man. I mean, those are some big, big moments. Going to AFC Championship game.
Twice.
Yeah, twice. And 3 out of 5 years making the playoffs. That's an L for the Texans right there.
Buffalo Bills. Three winning seasons since the Texans came in existence. All of those are 9-7. I just got to chalk that up a W.
That's a W for the Texans.
5-9 now for the Houston Texans against all the teams in the NFL. Now the Miami Dolphins. Five best moments since the Houston Texans came into existence. 2008, the birth of the Wildcats.
Yep.
Remember Tony
Sperano? I'm
glad
you put that on there.
Rest in peace. The birth of the Wildcat, it led to a playoff performance.
Changed the
as
game.
Well.
Changed the NFL game.
I mean, we see it every week now. So the birth of the Wildcat. Moment number two, Ricky Williams' 151-yard performance capped off by a game-winning TD in overtime against the Jets in 2002, snaps an 8-game losing streak to New York. Moment number three, Chad Pennington gets revenge against the Jets. He defeats Brett Favre as Miami clinches an AFC East title in week 17. Moment number four, the miracle in New England last year where they scored on the last play. Kenyon Drake, Rob Gronkowski failed to tackle him. Very, very exciting play. And moment number five, you remember when the Dolphins started out 0-13?
Yep.
Greg Camarillo with a 64-yard touchdown in overtime against Baltimore. That gives the Dolphins the W. The crowd goes wild. Some mocked it, but they avoided going 0-16.
That's a win for the Texans. I think it's a win for the Texans.
You're going to give them the W?
Yeah, I think just those are really memorable plays. I mean, no question. I mean, I can the Wildcat was almost tipping the scales in the Dolphins' favor there because that changed the game. And Pennington, it was an unbelievable win, that one. And, of course, the miracle in New England that we saw last year. It's close, but that's a win for the Texans. If those are the best five that the Jets have had, I think that's a win.
You mean Dolphins?
I mean, the Dolphins have had that. That's a win for the Texans.
So we're about halfway home right now.
So what are we? 6-9?
6-9.
Not bad.
Yeah, it's
not great.
6-9 ain't bad, right?
Not great, but not bad.
J Lo knows about that 6-9. Figgy might not. Figgy might not because we gave Figgy a homework assignment. We're gonna continue this throughout the day. But Texans 6-9 right now. Their top five moments against other teams' top five moments since they came into existence. Figgy Fig, you remember when he asked his wife if she wanted to take swimming lessons?
Yeah, and she didn't know he was recording her?
Yeah, she didn't know, and she was cussing up a storm. Mm-hmm. Figgy decided to double down on that. And yesterday, Figgy Fig went to the crib, and he asked Miss Figgy Fig if she was still down for the swim lessons. You tell me what you think and whether or not she's down or not.
I'm not doing no motherfucking swimming, nothing. No, black folks don't swim. I'm not swimming. I'm too old for that to be flopping around talking about, you got it, skip her, just keep going. No. Stop talking to me.
It's Wednesday.
I work. Oh, darn. Can't go. Sorry. But you have fun.
Oh, no, my fault. It's not Wednesday, it's Saturday.
I'm not going. Like, what the f***? I thought this was like, you know, we dropped this discussion after the last time. I'm not going.
You getting beat?
This sounds stupid. Oh, this adult. We're going to go take adult swim classes. There's no such thing as adult swim classes. You'll see those on Groupon.
You don't see those on Groupon. You know what? I'm going to look it up. I'm going to look it up on Groupon.
If we find it, then she's got to take them.
Oh, that'll be your next. That'll be the next level. Okay. Say, hey, baby, I just found,
I actually found
Groupon.
You said they're not on Groupon.
We might get a similar recording to this.
Here's my question. This is hilarious. And she's teaching during our show, so she hasn't really heard. She doesn't know unless one of her friends has told her or something. But how do you smooth it over?
What you mean?
Like, how does it end? Because the last one ended that we heard, she was still yelling at you, and this one she was still yelling at you.
Yeah, well, she went on. I had to stop the recording because once we get in the car, then my phone is hooked up to the Bluetooth.
Oh.
And she wasn't knew I was recording.
Yeah.
I had to stop. But she went on for a little bit, but it kind of, we changed the subject.
Miss Figgy Fig don't play. She does
That's
not.
That's awesome. I like her.
She does not mess around. She's a great, strong woman. She's married to Figgy, though. That's the only knock on her. Landry Locker, John Lopez. Just kidding, Figgy. Figgy Fig with you, Sports Radio 610. Pong Bowl, Saturday, Twin Peaks 290. Be there at 2 o'clock. It's going to be a fun time. You can win $1,000 playing the game we all love known as Pong. We already got four loopholes lined up. We're going to line up another one next, and we're also going to play the hits. The Texans' offseason process has begun. One of the unsung heroes has spoken, and the Astros keep doing what the Astros do. That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.